Armstrong took that first step on the moon, my relatives heard his famous sentence translated into Norwegian. Et lite skritt for et menneske, et stort skritt for mennesketheten. Sharing the excitement of everyone in that room, I realized that while this was an American triumph, it was also a human one. One giant leap for mankind indeed. And the entire planet was celebrating. As an idealistic young adult, I struggled with what I'd do with my one life. I wanted to work hard at something worthwhile and contribute to society. I wondered if it was really noble to teach wealthy Americans to travel. As a child, my earliest image of travel was of rich Americans on fancy white cruise ships in the Caribbean throwing coins off the deck so they could photograph what they called the little dark kids jumping in after their nickels. They'd take these photographs home as souvenirs of their relative affluence. That was not the kind of travel I wanted to promote. Even today, remnants of that notion of travel persist. I believe that for many Americans, traveling still means seeing if you can eat 5 meals a day and still snorkel when you get into port. When I say that at a cruise convention, people fidget nervously. But I'm not condemning cruise vacations. I'm simply saying I don't